This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed gratitude to the people for reiterating their faith in the constitution and the democratic systems of the country. Addressing the nation in his first Mann Ki Baat program after the general elections on Akashvani this morning, the Prime Minister highlighted that the 2024 Lok Sabha elections were the biggest in the world, in which 65 crore people cast their votes. Mr. Modi spoke about the special campaign launched on World Environment Day this year, Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam. He appealed to people to plant a tree along with their mothers or in their mother's name. Touching upon the subject of yoga, the Prime Minister said that the whole world celebrated the 10th International Day of Yoga with enthusiasm. He stated that new records are being made every year as the observance of Yoga Day is progressing. The Prime Minister stated that the Paris Olympics will begin by this time next month. He said that certain things will be witnessed in the Paris Olympics for the first time. He said that the entire nation is rooting for the players to bring home medals. Mr. Modi informed that the Kuwait government has started a special program on its national radio in Hindi. The Prime Minister also congratulated the Akashvani family as the Sanskrit Bulletin of Akashvani is completing 50 years of its broadcast today. The Prime Minister noted that the 30th June is an important day as Hool Diwas is celebrated today. He said this day is associated with the courage of Veer Sidhu and Kanhu of Jharkhand who opposed the atrocities of the British rulers. The Prime Minister expressed delight over being able to connect with the people once again through Mann Ki Baat. He said Mann Ki Baat will continue to discuss India's rich culture, history and efforts towards making a developed India. The three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshi Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from tomorrow. The Government of India has held regular meetings with states and union territories and they are fully geared up in terms of technology, capacity building and awareness generation to implement the new criminal laws. As the new criminal laws laid emphasis on technology in investigation, trial and court proceedings, the National Crime Records Bureau, NCRB, has made 23 functional modifications in the existing crime and criminal tracking networks and systems, CCTNS, application. It is also providing technical assistance to the states and UTs for seamless transition to the new system. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar, Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani, in Doha. They reviewed the bilateral relationship, focusing on political, trade, investment, energy, technology, culture, and people-to-people ties. They also exchanged views on regional and global issues. Dr. Jaishankar appreciated Mr. Al Thani's sharing insights on the Gaza situation. The External Affairs Minister said he is looking forward to further enhancing India-Qatar relations and continuing dialogue on issues of mutual trust. In Nigeria, at least 18 people were killed and more than 40 others injured in a series of suicide bomb attacks in the northeastern state of Borno yesterday. Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya and Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri unveiled the ceremonial dress and playing kit of the Indian contingent for Paris Olympics during a send-off ceremony in New Delhi this evening. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Mandaviya said, "The participating Indian athletes have the blessings and good wishes of 140 crore countrymen." In women's test cricket, visitors South Africa were 232 for 2 against India at stumps in their second inning on day 3 in the one-off test match at the M. H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. South Africa was bowled out for 266 in the first inning, forcing to face follow-on. And that is the end of this news bulletin.